From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that a federal appeals court on March 29th overturned part of an injunction that had temporarily blocked New York cannabis regulators from issuing retail licenses for the Hudson Valley and three other regions in the state. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit will now allow the state to resume licensing cannabis stores in central and western New York, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and Brooklyn, while the injunction remains in place in the Finger Lakes. A federal lawsuit filed in November in Albany challenged the state's decision, declaring the proposed Pharisite New York One store was ineligible for retail license because one of the owners, a Michigan resident, lacked, and I quote, a significant New York State presence, end quote. The company with the Michigan owner had picked the Finger Lakes as its first choice to open a shop, followed by the other regions. Venus Rodriguez, a Mid-Hudson applicant from Rockland County who wanted to open a shop last summer, said, and I quote, it's just this big sigh of relief, like a big exhale, end quote. So far, only five stores have been opened in the state, even though recreational cannabis has been legal for 2 years. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andre Emeco reports at Porcupine Soup that 74-year-old Harry Breaker died in a house fire on Main Street in Catskill on March 29th. Home oxygen tanks exploded during the fire, but no firefighters were injured. Investigators believe the cause of the fire was accidental. Catskill, Athens, West Athens, Hudson, Greenport, Malden, Saugerties, and Kistacombe fire crews and Catskill Ambulance, Catskill Police Department, State Police, Greene County Sheriff's Office, Catskill DPW, and Greene County Fire Investigation Team responded to the blaze. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Zach Fink reports at New York State of Politics that New York's next budget is due April 1st, and budget negotiations in Albany are entirely out of public view. Governor Kathy Hochul, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and Assembly Speaker Carl Heste are the negotiators, but have not spoken publicly in more than a week. Republican State Senator Jim Tedesco said, and I quote, as we talk about transparency as it relates to this particular budget coming up, we are going down now the same old slippery slope that history has shown us has not worked very well in New York State, end quote. The budget could be late. As the story says, there is already discussion about passing extenders early next week to keep the government running and make payroll. But no one really knows what is going on behind closed doors in Albany. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the Historic Preservation Commission on March 24th issued a certificate of appropriateness to the Galvin Foundation to convert the 402-406 Warren Street property into a 30-room hotel with a restaurant and retail space. Architect Walter Chatham explained the plan, saying, and I quote, these buildings are quite old, much closer to the original Hudson buildings than they would be fancy like the Victorian buildings. We've all agreed to simplify the designs and get portions and materials right, end quote. The story did not say when the hotel at the corner of Warren Street and North 4th Streets will open. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.